Romans chapter 5. Let's pray. Let's kick this off. This is going to be an amazing weekend. We started our convention Sunday. So, we're having fun. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Your word is so precious to us. The amazing effectiveness of the word of God within a heart and a soul that hungers and thirsts after righteousness. This is a perfect time that you meet with your body. And we just continue to pray for West Palm Beach, for souls. We love you tonight. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 12, says, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive others their debts." And it's not your Macy's credit card. It's not the debt or your bookie debt. None of you guys do that.
No.
Everybody's laughing at it. It's not that debt. You know, this is sin. So forgive us our sin, and as we forgive also sin. And there's two areas of divine forgiveness that the Bible speaks about. One is when we first accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. God has promised, and when he died upon the cross, he removed our sins as far as the east and the west, and he remembers them no more. And then the second one, which really lines up here probably, I think a little bit more, is the area of forgiveness of our fellowship with God, like 1 John 1:9, you know, we confess our sins. So he is faithful and just to forgive us. But I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that forgiveness as we turn to Romans chapter 5. And in verse 12 it says, "Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all have sinned." So because of one man, and this is speaking of the sin nature, and if you think of it this way, is we, you know, this one sin alone, this one sin created even before you were born, before any of us were born, doomed all of us. And you might say, well, it's not too fair. It doesn't sound right. And this is that sin nature. And Pastor Foster taught us well about this. He really reminded us what our flesh is really about. There's nobody that did it better in our ministry than Pastor Foster. You know, he said, we have a sin nature, and then we were conceived into sin, and then you personally sinned, so you are a three-time loser. And he reminded us that often. You know, he didn't want us to get too puffed up with it. That was always brought to us. You know, and this is what's going on here, and we look at it and we say, well, boy, that you know, really doesn't sound fair, but you will catch up with it. You will sin. So it's not like you're off the hook, but the effect of this sin extends, and it's continuing to extend. Verse 15, Romans 5:15. And, you know, before I go here, you know, there is... there's major medical study about unforgiveness today. And it's already been classified as a disease. It's a they're saying unforgiveness is a disease. And with that disease, it brings short-term and long-term effects. Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness in a heart. But think about this. All these effects, it's, you know, there's bitterness. There's a depression as a root of unforgiveness. Anxiety. There's stress. Worry comes from unforgiveness. Excess. Short burst of anger is from unforgiveness. Sleeping disorders. Stomach problems. All these health issues. You know. And it goes on and on. You can, you know, we can stay there and park there for long periods of time because of this unforgiveness that happens. Romans 5:15, but the free gift, which is that salvation, is not like the offense. The free gift is not like the offense. You know, and we look at this unforgiveness and we say, well, again, not too fair. You know, because of what somebody else did, I'm paying for that. And if you think about this area that we all get placed in, it should be easy for us to forgive because we're all in the same position. But we look at other people's problems and we say, I'm not that bad. And we start forming opinions upon other people and what they've done. You know, I'm offended. I've got unforgiveness in my heart because somebody ate that last piece of pizza. And, you know, and it's crazy, but it happens. And it settles in. And we dwell upon it, we look upon this, and it starts affecting us going forward, and it brings on all this other garbage because of the nature.
Yes.
Mm. So because of this, so the free gift is not like that offense. Mm. For if by one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift of grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounds to many.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
In Matthew 18:18, Matthew 16:9, it's the doctrine of forgiveness, where if you bind man's sin on earth, it'll be bound in heaven. If you loose man's sin on earth, it'll be loosed in heaven. And we go around claiming that, you know. And we give authority to that word, you know, so to speak, of binding and loosing all kinds of things all over, you know. Freely throwing that out there. But it's speaking about forgiveness and unforgiveness. That's the whole chapter. That's what it's talking about. And this unforgiveness that is in our hearts makes us evaluate others. Mm. We evaluate others on that. And by the way, evaluation is just a fancy word meaning judgment. Oh, I'm just evaluating the situation. No, you're not. You're judging. You're judging on that. And what brings that and what makes that tough and difficult is your evaluation or your opinion in that matter, your judgment is putting you under law. Yeah. Where grace abounds. And it much more abounds. We can live in forgiveness. We can be healed because of this free gift of salvation as a first gift, but a continuance in our lives to be able to forgive one another, which is the nucleus of our church. How can we go forward without forgiving and loving one another? Mm-hmm. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. These things are written to the church that we're talking and have all this evil and this unforgiveness within our hearts. And it's just so dangerous. Mm-hmm. And so I just pray that, as a body, as supposedly well-taught, matured believers, we learn the simple truth of forgiving one another and loving one another. Mm-hmm. And let this grace just abound to many. You know. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you.
Beautiful.
So good to see you. Okay.
Thank you.